Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs. Tuesday afternoon, 2 for Tuesday. Just pulling up to the saddle here. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon Facebook Live. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you. It is an honor here. I will let the call populate, the Facebook Live populate, and move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Year number 24 of hosting either the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call or the 1 o'clock, 4 p.m. Pacific Facebook Live. Aaron, good to see you here this afternoon. Sarah Baker, good to see you this afternoon. Welcome, everyone. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you. As always, fueled by the book Letting Go, David Hawkins. Content on today's Facebook Live, that book will assist you to have a better and deeper understanding of what it is to change. Changing is really the mechanism of letting go. It's the understanding that letting go is a skill, and the more you become skilled at it, it becomes a repetition, an experience, a habit, and a mindset. So when you begin to step into letting go and master it, you are always letting go. Mark, good to see you this afternoon. Michael Stroop, good to see you. Sarah and Aaron, you were the first four on today's Facebook Live. The Facebook Live tends to populate about 5 minutes after, so you are receiving bonus content. So I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. If you are new and watching it for the first time, I host two Facebook Lives every Tuesday. It is called 2 for Tuesday. My next Facebook Live today will be 9 p.m. Pacific. That is 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So Michael says good evening or good afternoon to everyone, and Aaron says blessings to all. So for every Facebook Live, I write out a syllabus like this, and then I also print it out on an email like this. So if you're not on my email list, you can go directly to Golden Mastermind Seminars. You can go to goldenmastermind.com or jeffreycombs.com, and you can fill out you can be on my email list to receive updates of events, products, services, benefits, and features. Today's Facebook Live is the discipline of change. Discipline is disciple of. It comes from the Latin word. Many people confuse the discipline as more than one meaning. I am going to discipline you. You are going to get disciplined. So discipline for many people is a word that they're not comfortable with, because discipline also represents responsibility, the ability to respond. Many people avoid responsibility because they are procrastinators and avoiders. And it's not uncommon for me to encounter someone who says, I am the world's worst procrastinator. Or they tell me how unorganized, how undisciplined they are, and the chaos and drama that they live in. If that is you, today is a great day to begin the process of change. Change isn't difficult. Change is you, is new. Your ego will chronically use the words, yeah, but. So when I coach my clients, I ask them to do your best to finish the rest of this hour without yeah, butting me, or without saying yeah, but. So someone will ask me a question, I will offer the insight, and while offering the insight, their ego interrupts me and says, yeah, but. You don't understand how difficult it is, you don't understand how hard it is. I do. I have 33 plus years of recovery, and for 14 years of my life, I was a drug addict, alcoholic, passive aggressive liar, and multitude of other situations that led me down the rabbit hole of addiction. So if anyone understands the inner game of recovery, that would be me. I've also coached 24 years, 70,000 hours one-on-one, 17,000 clients. So I do understand predictability, but specifically the mind-body connections that leads to relapses. And the more you understand why you do what you do, so you can be addicted to a set of emotions, and then that shows up in drugs, alcohol, food, men, women, love, sex, anorexia, bulimia, over-the-counter medication, street medication, any multitude of situations to take the edge off of the feelings of apathy, low self-esteem, anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. Those are the emotions that comprise the neurological network of neurons that wire and fire that form your feelings. So if you find yourself angry, if that's one of your emotions, or you find yourself resentful, or you find you find yourself jealous, or you feel rejected or abandoned, these are real emotions that you hold on to. They come from trauma bonds, people that traumatize you. They come from events that shape feelings. They come from repressed events that you have forgotten and stuffed down. They come from suppressed events that you recreate over and over to fulfill a familiar set of feelings. I had a new client today ask me, where does this come from? He asked me this morning. It comes from events that are unresolved. And then we recreate situations to fulfill the feelings. Change is not difficult. Change is new. Change is an experience. Change is a process. The ego will tend to go, oh my God, change is difficult. It's so hard. And so dieting is one of these situations that people frequently and chronically relapse on because it's hard, it's difficult. And what the ego wants is satisfaction. It wants a reward. And that's what many people operate on, is they operate on a reward system. In change, it's going to be important that you begin to change your emotions and change the reflexes. Because if you have brain fog from trauma bonds, from people that traumatized you, or relationships that were traumatic, bosses, superiors, wives, husbands, parents, brothers, sisters, long-term relationships that you've been connected to, involved in, hold on to, if that's the situation, it can create a brain fog. You can actually perform in a brain fog, but it's exhausting. It depletes the immune system, the adrenal system, and the lymphatic system. So if you are seeking change, it means that there is a commitment. And in that change, that commitment to change, you begin to change, number one, the way you feel about yourself. That is the most important process of change. And the number one component of change is you let go of criticizing yourself so that you are not highly critical of self. And that separation between changing and doing the same thing over and over. So the repetition of addiction is doing the same thing over and over and over. So if you're in an addicted relationship, an addicted job, you stay in it and your communication is, yeah, but you don't understand. I can't afford to leave. I can't afford to leave this job. I can't afford to leave this relationship. Well, that's the first situation you have to address, that you are lying to yourself. But if your ego goes, yeah, but you don't understand, I mean, you have to just stop the noise. You can leave on any given day. You are not shackled. You are not bound. And you are not in a pair of handcuffs. You're not forced to keep that job. Well, what happens? What happens? What am I? How am I going to pay my bills? That answer would be to be determined. There are multiple ways that you would be able to pay your obligations and your duties. But if your ego says, yeah, but, then you can't possibly change. So this means you change the way you communicate. And if you're not open to really hearing that, receiving that, or practicing that, you cannot possibly change. The second component of change that has required you to understand, it's called honesty, rigorous honesty. And you couple that with acceptance. So this becomes concurrent. You become honest and accept the situation for what it is while looking for a solution. The solution may not be available to you right now, but your focus is to change the situation so you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Once again, change is not hard. Change is a new experience. It's an experience that you begin to experience by letting go of long-term trauma bonds, by letting go of reflexes that keep you doing the same situation over and over, by being objective and observant. So that objectivity is acceptance. You accept that you're an addict. You accept that you're a compulsive spender. You accept that you're in a dysfunctional relationship and you move beyond the yeah, but of it. You accept that you're a procrastinator. You accept it while in the same process, living in the solution of it. So many people will either live in denial or they'll live in acceptance, but do very little about the situation. Because you are committed and you are unique, you are committed to be able to let go. And letting go is a skill set. This is the book that will give you the assistance with letting go. It's written by David Hawkins. It was written many years ago before his death. But you can own the book, but to be able to change, that means you would integrate the book. You would read the book. You would understand the book. You would implement the book. Right here on chapter 2, it is called The Mechanism of Letting Go. So this is a very, very good chapter right here. So when a client hires me and I recommend this book, I recommend they start right there, The Mechanism of Letting Go. Because letting go is like a master lock. It's 37 right once, 17 left twice, 16 right once, click, the tumblers line up. In any master lock, that's what happens. It means you begin to understand that letting go is a skill. You begin to understand that letting go is a process. I coached a man today who is absolutely crushing his business. He is in a business that he originally avoided because he was married to this other business. And he was married to this very dysfunctional business. And I coached him for a couple of years and gave him insight when he would ask me about that business. And I would give him insight. And I gave him suggestions on other models that would be easier, that he'd be able to adapt to, that had a system and a routine that he could monetize. But his ego wanted to hold on. And I'm very, very inspired for him today because he eventually left that situation. He realized that he couldn't do both of them at the same time. He's moved on from that past business. He started a new business. And in that new business, he is closing sales. And he just had a $2,300 day. And he was just telling me, oh my God, I wished I would have listened to you. Well, I was neutralizing that. I didn't feel any victory from him saying that. But what he wanted to do was struggle. Now, I'm very, very proud of him because what he has done is he has let go. Now, many of you that I coach here that I see on today's Facebook Live, I've been through that same experience with you. I might coach you for a year and you want to tell yourself, yeah, but you don't understand my situation. Then I have actually witnessed some of you become emotionally sober, sober from alcohol, drugs, and other situations, sober from codependency, sober from being recognized and wanting attention and approval. I've witnessed many of you do that. And once you begin to let go of those feelings, once you begin to let go of control, I've seen people go, I can't go to a 12-step meeting. I'm not like those people. And I've seen people fight that. And then they white knuckle their addiction. Then they relapse because that's what happens when you have to be in control. Then I've seen some of you actually surrender to that. You buy into the culture and it changes your whole energy. But if you want to be right, and you want to fight and do these situations over and over, if you want to be a noble struggler, well, struggling is not noble. Struggling is exhausting. And as you have a better understanding of letting go, meaning that it is a separation from a feeling. So I feel pissed off. Okay, that's a feeling. That's anger. I feel very resentful. That's a feeling. I feel very rejected. I can't believe that my children didn't call me on Mother's Day. Well, that's a feeling. I can't believe that the contractor lied to me. So that's another rejection feeling. I can't believe that these people are around me, but then no one recognized me. That's abandonment. I mean, once again, these are feelings. And so I am so sad I couldn't get out of bed. That is grief and apathy. That is a feeling. I mean, these are feelings. And so the communication is the way you communicate that feeling. And you're not obligated to grieve. If your dog dies, you're not obligated to grieve the death of your dog because you could also celebrate that dog's life. But we are so conditioned to do certain things that and there's been so much trauma-based mind control that has happened for hundreds of years. It's in religion, it's in medicine, it's in the school system, it's in the history books. We have been led to believe a series of things that we end up believing. And when in truth, once you start to understand the truth, it unequivocally, and this is a whole different meaning of set you free. Because what it can do is set you free of a trauma bond. Trauma bonding is when you have been gaslighted and you have been led to believe that your beliefs aren't worth anything. You've been led to believe that you are wrong. And so if you're with so governments are narcissistic when you really break them down because they shame us and guilt us and lead us to believe these certain situations, and we're supposed to just comply and go along and go broke and go into debt and stand in line at the pharmacies of the world and not read these books and just comply. And so this is what's happening is the world is waking up. And so there's a whole conscious evolution that is happening. There are people who are tapping into their spirituality. There are people who are tapping in to the metaphysical world. There are people who are tapping in to consciousness. And they're letting go of that morphogenic field around them, that trauma bond, that we believe you should do this. Now, when you step out of these trauma bonds and these panic patterns that you've lived in that creates your fight or flight, and you stop worrying about being able to build a business, and you stop worrying about how you're going to pay your bills, and you focus on the solution. You focus on holistic measures that empower you. I bought my wife a new book called Home Doctor, and you'll see it on certain channels that advertise it. It's amazing. I was drinking a tea that she made this morning out of that book with raw ginger and Mrs. Bragg's apple cider vinegar and honey, which can assist with inflammation. I mean, once again, you can go take the medication that is prescribed, or you can use holistic measures and change your belief and change. So you can virtually change. Now, your family is your family, and your family, a lot of them are not in alignment with you, and they want you to believe what they believe. But when you begin to change, oftentimes it creates a resistance in them and some of your significant others and your friends. And there are many people who want to use guilt to control you. Societies like to use shame to control you in other situations. But when you start to understand truth and you live in your power, you can let people go and you can let them be right. You don't have to be in conflict with them. You don't have to prove them wrong, because you're changing that feeling rejected. You're not feeling abandoned anymore. You understand that's your opponent, and you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And instead of living in this overwhelmed state of, I don't understand, this doesn't make sense, why would this happen? It happens because it's called trauma-based mind control. It's called narcissistic behavior. It's called passive-aggressive behavior. And the more that you understand this, and the more that you focus on changing your feelings, and the feeling you begin to operate in is love. You begin to love yourself. You start to love life. You have a love for other people. You love the process. Instead of talking about hate, oh, I hate these people, I hate this, and you stop talking about difficulty and disappointment and frustration and people taking advantage of you. If people are taking advantage of you, you're setting yourself up to be taken advantage of. If you're disappointed frequently, you're addicted to disappointment. This means that it's going to be your responsibility to be honest with yourself. Understand the situation you're in. If you're in a toxic relationship, a toxic job, you have toxic children or whatever the situation is, well, that's about you staying in that energy, and it's going to be your responsibility to be and create a solution for that. You can stay in that situation and begin to non-attach from yourself. You can stay in this job while you figure it out. You can stay in this relationship and begin to practice non-attachment. And you can take yourself out of that, of those feelings of being rejected and abandoned, resentment and anger. And the more you practice this, that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. If you are new to my content, go ahead and hit the like button, and we'll bring you into my news feed, and you'll be able to receive my updates frequently. And if you have not joined my email list, you can go to jeffreycombs.com or goldenmastermind.com to receive the updates. Every Tuesday, I host a 2-4 Tuesday on Facebook Live, one at 4 o'clock Eastern, and then another one at 9 Pacific in the evening. And the more that you're on this, listening to the content, the more that you're starting to receive the content that I'm offering you, the more you start to put into application content from books like this, the more clarity that you begin to create. Josh Morin is on today's Facebook Live. He is a coach. I see that Lisa Pazanza is on today's Facebook Live. They've been long-term clients of mine. Kelly, good to see you this afternoon. Kevin, good to see you this afternoon. Most all of you here have been coaching clients of mine, and you're all in some level of this process of evolution. It's the evolution of change. Change is a commitment, and it requires a committed, enlightened soul to change. Most people won't do it because the ego just believes it's too hard. It's too hard to let go of 50 pounds. It's too hard to let go of $50,000 worth of credit card debt. It's too hard to let go of these trauma bond relationships that give me no value. This is how the ego speaks. But for those of you who step into courage, which is a quality, it's not an emotion, but you begin to access courage, now you can start to scale consciousness. Because once you're in courage, you can be objective. Once you're objective, you can be in the truth. In objectivity, you can move out of denial and move into truth. And that's where acceptance is. When you can accept where you are, that's honesty, that's truth. When you can stop blaming other people for your situation, that's truth. When you can objectify and understand a situation for what it is, and at the same time practice forgiveness and letting go, that scales your consciousness. It takes you above anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you understand that the brain fog you're in is not because you're crazy, it's because you were traumatized, and you can look at that objectively, and you can forgive your perpetrators, and you can forgive yourself for how much drama and chaos you've lived in, you can start to practice recovery. In that recovery is where you start to scale consciousness, meaning that you start to move up the energetic scale of transmutational energy. And you will begin to attract your reality more frequently, a like-minded person, meaning you'll attract people who believe that you believe. That's a Simon Sinek content. Josh, do you remember back in YPR when Simon Sinek came out and he had the book Start With Why, and he had that white flip chart? How many of you remember that? And he was writing on there the golden triangle, and he was right, attract people who believe what you believe. So that's what you begin to attract as of today, as of tomorrow, as of going forward. You change who and what you attract, because you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. I posted Louise Hay's book, a copy of it, last Thursday. It's amazing how many people commented on that. How many people said, oh my God, that was my first book. The book came out in 1986. I first purchased it in 1988. Never read it for that first year. I became clean and sober at the end of 88. And in 1989, I began to read that book, You Can Heal Your Life. Then I bought the companion book, You Can Heal Your Body. Then I bought the workbook, You Can Heal Your Life workbook. Then I bought Louise Hay's affirmations. I bought her stillness, her affirmation books. And I began to really understand what it meant to let go. It's the separation between a feeling and an event. So this happened to me in 1975. I got kicked out of a high school basketball game for bumping a referee. I lost my composure. The Iowa High School Athletic Association almost suspended me from finishing my senior year of high school basketball. I had a reprieve. I did not get suspended. I finished that year, and that was an event that created a lot of shame for me. I then became a drug addict, alcoholic, and I spent a lot of time doing devious situations, not being a good person, living above the law, and doing situations that traumatized myself. I mean, I had a lot of shame over those situations. Letting go is being able to look at the situation for what it is, making amends to people I had hurt and making amends to myself, asking for forgiveness, whether people accept it or not, and really begin the let go, let God cycle of the 12-step programs. And then when I found David Hawkins, and I found this book and the book Power Versus Force, and begin to understand there's a real quantum physics to letting go. There's a mechanism to it. And when understood and put into application and practice, it changes energy. It changes frequency. It changes the biology of belief. It changes the spontaneous healing of a belief. It changes the quantum physics of the cells and can change how you heal yourself. It's amazing what can happen when you begin to let go, because you begin to live a lot more holistically, and you won't require the sugar, the alcohol, the pornography, the sex, the drugs, the attention, the recognition, the trips and the rewards that you used to think gave you confidence. Because when you let go, you start to have esteem, a regard for self that begins healthy. And you start to eat healthy and feel a lot healthier, and you attract your reality, a different person and situation to your reality. My name is Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Derek, good to see you this afternoon. If you just came on this live, in about 1 minute, I will hit the record button, and this will pop back up in my feed so you can rewatch this. Lori, good to see you this afternoon. As always, honored to be everyone's coach. Josh, good to see you this afternoon. If you're not following Josh Moore, and I highly recommend you follow him, he has become a master of ice baths. Josh Morin. Josh, go ahead and post where people can find you. He has a whole ice bath routine. He's really mastering this. Derek, honored to see you. I want to acknowledge Derek Beza. Derek just hired me. He's in his 20s and an exceptional young man, owns multiple businesses. The moving parts that he masters is amazing. Derek, thank you for being my coach. Brian, want to let you know how much I appreciate your content. The content you wrote about your wife last week, I dropped some tears. Thank you, Brian, for being a great client and following me. Lisa Vazanza, one of my longest clients of coaching in my history. Lisa's been my coaching client for 9 years. Ashley Jordan, good to see you. Congratulations on your successes. Ashley is crushing it in her enterprise. Ashley came to one of my events in Los Angeles about 7 years ago, and she is absolutely crushing it. And looking forward to being back here this evening. Good to connect with everyone. Lisa, go ahead and Lisa, that video you did, look at Lisa Faye Pazanza, everyone. She did a video today and she was reading cards. It was amazing. That video was phenomenal. She was saying affirmations. Lisa Faye Pazanza. Kevin Clinton Paulson, you are the man. I'm honored to have been your coach. Ashley, I will be coaching with you soon. Ashley, I will be honored to be your coach. Everyone have an outstanding afternoon. I know some of you. Hey, David Morrison from Down Under. David, good to see you. David is my coaching client from Australia. Good to see all of you. If you just started watching me, hit the like button. Aaron Knight, how are you? Aaron, go ahead before we get off. Post your meditation on Sunday nights on Clubhouse. David, good to see you this afternoon. I love it. And I also saw Lisa Schindler from Down Under. Lisa, how are you? Lori, good to see you. Lori, my rock star stay-at-home mom in Pittsburgh. How are you, Lori? Good to have you here. I was Lori's coach this year. Good to have you here, Lori. I'm going to go hit the replay button. David, and good to see all of you. Mike Green, good to see you. David William Twomey, good to see you. Have a good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president, founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated.